Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is January 11, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Bitcoin's big drop again coincides with dollar bounce in Forex markets. Aragon acquires voting project Voktoni to flesh out decentralized governance stack. Bitcoin plummets as miners sell inventory, spot markets panic. Tether mints record 2 BUSDT in 1 week. First mover, cryptocurrency euphoria hits breaking point as miners lose nerve. Now let's get started. Bitcoin's big drop again coincides with dollar bounce in Forex markets. Bitcoin continues to trade in the opposite direction to the dollar index in a reflection of the cryptocurrency's maturation as a macro asset like gold. The top cryptocurrency by market value slumped to $32,400 early on Monday, having set record highs above $41,800 on Friday. The crash came alongside a bounce in the dollar index DXY, which tracks the greenback's value against major currencies. The DXY has jumped to two-week highs near 90.50, extending a two-day winning streak. The index reached a 33-month low of 89.21 on January 6, according to TradingView. Since the major markets crash in March, Bitcoin BTC, minus 20.95%, and the index have trended in opposite directions, with Bitcoin witnessing consolidation or correction during DXY's temporary recovery rallies. Bitcoin's value increased as the money supply and inflation expectations grew. At the same time, the dollar depreciated to multi-year lows, resulting in an inverse correlation between the government-backed fiat and decentralized digital asset, Kaiko Research noted in its December market report. Bitcoin's price fell from $12,000 to $10,000 in early September and remained sidelined for the rest of the month as the dollar index bounced from 91.75 to 94.75. Similar action was observed in June 2020. The cryptocurrency's rally resumed in October as the foreign exchange markets began selling the dollar on expectations of additional U.S. fiscal stimulus. A steep drop in the DXY accompanied the cryptocurrency's meteoric rise from $15,000 to above $41,000 seen over the past 2 months or so. The inverse correlation isn't surprising, given that publicly listed companies such as MicroStrategy are buying Bitcoin to preserve the inflation-adjusted value of their treasury assets, mainly cash, USD. What we're trying to do is preserve our treasury. The purchasing power of the cash is debasing rapidly, MicroStrategy's CEO Michael Saylor told CoinDesk in November. The dollar's latest bounce looks to have been fueled by a rise in U.S. Treasury yields. Bitcoin is not the only asset falling alongside the dollar's recovery rally. Gold, the classic inflation hedge, declined to a one-month low of $1,817 early Monday. The yellow metal peaked at a multi-week high of $1,959 last week as the DXY found a temporary bottom. It remains to be seen if a continued rally for the dollar, if any, will fuel a deeper drop in Bitcoin. At press time, Bitcoin is trading near $33,520, representing a 15% drop on a 24-hour basis. Aragon acquires voting project Voktoni to flesh out decentralized governance stack. Aragon Association, the stewards of a protocol that makes for the easy creation of decentralized autonomous organizations, DAOs, has announced its acquisition of voting project Voktoni from Estonia-based DVOTE Labs. The purchase was completed in December for an undisclosed price. Voktoni team members received an undisclosed amount of ANT, the native token of the Aragon network, as part of the acquisition, according to Voktoni CFO Jonars in a phone interview with CoinDesk. Born out of the 2017 Catalan independence movement, DVOTE Labs staff mostly consists of Catalans who experienced the suppression of a democratic vote firsthand. At the time, Catalonia tried to secede from Spain, which was deemed illegal. The vote ultimately fell flat after police suppression, riots and high-profile arrests. VOCDONI combines decentralized infrastructure such as the Interplanetary File System, IPFS, with bleeding-edge zero-knowledge proofs, ZK-SNARKs, in an effort to bring democracy into the 21st century, Ars said. The project, while not crypto-first, uses the Tendermint consensus mechanism also employed by the Cosmos blockchain. VOCDONI is built on Ethereum, however. The protocol exists in a crowded room of other digital governance structures including Compound Finance and MakerDAO. Yet VOCDONI's governance module is not necessarily directed toward financial ends only, Ars said. It's infrastructure for digital societies, he said. Aragon Association acquired VOCDONI in order to scale its current project and to make DAOs global, the firm said. VOCDONI's technology allows for infinitely scalable, free and anonymous voting with on-chain settlement. For us, that's the holy grail of blockchain voting, Joe Charlesworth, the group's newly appointed executive director, said in a statement. While we recently made a breakthrough to allow for off-chain voting with on-chain settlement, the privacy aspect and the usage of a sidechain and oracles to settle votes on-chain is, in my opinion, unparalleled. For now, VOCDONI will continue working on local votes with municipalities and private organizations, Ars said. The addition of Ethereum throughput solution ZK rollups is expected later this year and should make the project capable of conducting elections consisting of the entire Earth's population, Ars claimed. It's super expensive, millions of dollars to do a proper election. We thought we could do better than that, Ars said. The acquisition comes hot on the heels of 12 resignations in the Greater Aragon ecosystem, one from Aragon Association and 11 from Aragon One. Team members vaguely accused the association of a lack of transparency in both leadership decisions and with the project's initial coin offering, ICO, funds. Indeed, some $52,000 $62.4 million from the ICO fund was recently converted into largely stable assets without general disclosure to the community. The VOCDONI acquisition was unrelated to the ICO funds movement, Charlesworth said. Bitcoin plummets as miners sell inventory, spot markets panic. Bitcoin fell sharply early on Monday, having failed to establish a foothold above $40,000 over the weekend. Over the last 24 hours, the cryptocurrency declined by more than $8,000 to $32,400, an over 20% fall from levels over $40,800 late on Sunday, UTC. The cryptocurrency was last seen changing hands up slightly near $35,380, still down 13.6% on a 24-hour basis. Prices reached a record high of $41,962 on January 8 and ended the last week with 15% gains, its fourth consecutive double-digit weekly gain, according to CoinDesk 20 data. Hefty spot selling against an over-levered market caused the price drop, trader and analyst Alex Kruger told CoinDesk, adding that it is unclear whether it was miner selling or macro traders liquidating positions. Data provided by South Korea-based analytics firm CryptoQuant suggests miner selling did contribute to the price drop. The 30-day average of miners' position index, MPI, the ratio of total miners' outflows in U.S. dollar terms divided by the 365-day moving average of the outflows in dollar terms rose to 2.20 on Sunday, the highest level since July 2019. A reading above 2.00 indicates miners are selling. Miner position index looks enough to make a local top. They're selling Bitcoin, CryptoQuant's CEO Ki Young Ju tweeted Sunday. Some panic selling was seen on the US-based crypto exchange Coinbase. A sell order for 180 Bitcoin on Coinbase quickly brought the price down by $1,200, as noted by trader at Light Crypto. Adding fuel to the fire, a comment by Guggenheim Partners CIO Scott Minard that Bitcoin's sharp rise is unsustainable may have injected fear into the market and caused an exaggerated pullback, according to Matthew Dibb, co-founder and COO of Stack Funds. Most observers believe the price dip is healthy amid the overheated market. The derivatives market can relax a bit, with the perpetuals funding rate or cost of holding longs declining and futures premium falling. Patrick Huser, head of trading at Zurich-based crypto broker AG, told CoinDesk, also noting heavy selling in the spot market and long liquidations worth nearly $1 billion. Joel Kruger, a currency strategist at LMAX Digital, said the market was severely overbought and in need of a healthy correction. Indeed, the 14-day relative strength index (RSI) on the daily chart had jumped well above 70.00, implying overbought conditions last week. The outlook remains highly constructive, but we wouldn't rule out the potential for a pullback to the former hurdle turn support of $20,000, Kruger added. Bitcoin is still up over 20% on a year-to-date basis and 78% higher than the December 2017 peak of $19,783. Tether mints record 2 BUSDT in 1 week. Tether printed $2 billion backed tokens last week, a new record for the leading stablecoin project. Over 24.6 billion Tethers now circulate across Ethereum, Tron and Bitcoin's OmniLayer, per data from CoinMetrics, up from 4.8 billion 1 year ago. The growth comes from a variety of factors, said Sam Trabuco, quantitative trader at Alameda Research. Some people don't put trust in their local banks or currencies, he said, in which case using USDT, plus 0.1%, is the most liquid USD-like exposure the market has access to. Growth also comes when traders start to aggressively sell BTC, minus 20.01%, into USDT or vice versa, Trabuco noted, which can cause the dollar peg token to temporarily trade above or below its peg. For nearly all of January so far, USDT has traded slightly above $1 until early Monday morning when it dropped below the mark, per market data from US-based cryptocurrency exchange Kraken. Per Tether and Bitfinex CTO Paolo Arduino, new deep-pocketed institutional Bitcoin investors like MicroStrategy or Ruffer Invest executing over-the-counter OTC buy orders has also caused significant USDT supply growth. Among Tether customers are all the major OTC desks and high-frequency trading firms in the space, Arduino told CoinDesk in a direct message. Taking the buyer's funds, OTC desks will routinely convert to USDT and spread the buying pressure across all possible liquid venues, creating demand for more stable coins. Trabuco also noted heightened volumes across all cryptocurrency trading venues over the past few weeks combined with the ability to use USDT as collateral for an increasing number of derivatives products as additional reasons for Tether's substantial supply growth. Notably, trading volumes for markets quoted in USDT continue to surpass Bitcoin quoted pairs, which used to be where most trading volume concentrated. For Tether, all of these combined market dynamics have led to an increase in creation, Trabuco said. Concurrent with its meteoric supply growth, increased attention has been paid to questions about Tether's backing, an issue that is even the subject of an inquiry by the New York State Attorney General's office. Per prior court statements, Tether reserves include cash, short-term reserves and other cryptocurrencies. But no bank statements or legal documents supporting this claim have been published since 2018, when Bahamas-based Deltek Bank published an unsigned letter affirming that Tether held $1.8 billion in reserves, matching the amount of USDT issued at the time. In April 2019, Tether's supply was only about 74% backed by fiat equivalents, per a statement from its general counsel. But, reiterating a later statement made in November 2019, Arduino took to Twitter on New Year's Eve saying, "Tether is fully backed, full stop." First mover, cryptocurrency euphoria hits breaking point as miners lose nerve. The recent euphoria in cryptocurrencies morphed into a severe sell-off. As Bitcoin BTC prices dove 12% on Monday, which would be the most for a single calendar day since March. Prices for the largest cryptocurrency had soared last week to an all-time high of $41,962, and that level was apparently sufficient to prompt some cryptocurrency miners to take profits. Declines were broad-based across digital asset markets, with Ether (ETH), XRP (XRP), Litecoin (LTC), and Cardano (ADA) suffering declines in the double-digit percentages. Time to take some money off the table, Scott Minard, chief investment officer of the Wall Street firm Guggenheim, tweeted early Monday. In December, Minard predicted Bitcoin prices should be worth $400,000. Bitcoin's parabolic rise is unsustainable in the near term. Yves Reno, head of trading at Wirex, told First Mover in emailed comments that he would expect a period of very high volatility. The retreat in cryptocurrencies came as investors in traditional markets also turned more cautious, amid speculation over how the final days of U.S. President Donald Trump's tumultuous four-year term might play out. Asian and European shares slid and U.S. stock futures pointed to a lower open. The U.S. dollar rose against major currencies and gold strengthened 0.1% to $1,850 an ounce. Market moves. The long arm of U.S. regulation and law enforcement might have limited reach when it comes to global cryptocurrency markets. That could be one takeaway from the recent trading action in the digital token XRP, which until recently was the third biggest virtual asset after Bitcoin and Ethereum's Ether. Prices for XRP plunged 67% in December after the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission accused the San Francisco-based payment technology company Ripple Labs of violating federal laws when selling $1.3 billion of the tokens over a seven-year period. Yet, some traders apparently believe the XRP tokens now represent an attractive value, reports CoinDesk's Muyao Shen. On Sunday, they changed hands at about 28 cents, up some 30% year-to-date. Simons Chen, a crypto trader based in Hong Kong, told Shen he bought XRP as prices bottomed out in December, seeing a great opportunity to buy the dip, in Wall Street parlance. The SEC suit has prompted cryptocurrency exchanges including Coinbase, Bitstamp, OKCoin and Bittrex to delist or suspend trading in XRP. But far from entering a death spiral, the XRP market has shown surprising resilience, especially when three of the world's biggest cryptocurrency exchanges Binance, Huobi and OKEx, all with roots in China have continued to maintain pairings with the digital asset, Shen reported. There's been significant traffic in trades between XRP and the Korean won, as well as with Tether USDT, a dollar-linked stablecoin that's popular with Chinese traders. Unlike Coinbase or other regulated exchanges, Korean and other Asian exchanges do not need to care that much of what the SEC does, and investors in Asia are less sensitive about the news, said Sinhai Li, partner at Shanghai-based blockchain consulting firm Block 72. The total market capitalization of XRP tokens currently stands at about $28 billion. That's a little shy of the automaker Ford Motor Co. S $35 billion stock market value and a little more than the U.S. bank and money manager State Street Corp. S $27 billion. No one really knows what's going to happen to it, Denis Vinokourov, head of research for the crypto prime broker Bequant, said last week in an interview. It's still holding onto a decent market cap for a company that's supposed to be on its knees. Bitcoin fell sharply early on Monday, after failing to establish a foothold above $40,000 over the weekend. Over the past 24 hours, the cryptocurrency declined by more than $8,000 to $32,400, a drop of more than 20% from levels above $40,800 late Sunday. Hefty spot selling against an overlevered market caused the price drop, trader and analyst Alex Kruger told CoinDesk, adding that it is unclear whether it was miner selling or macro traders liquidating positions. Data provided by South Korea-based analytics firm CryptoQuant suggests miner selling did contribute to the price drop. The 30-day average of miners position index, a gauge of how rapidly Bitcoin miners are moving to liquidate inventories on cryptocurrency exchanges, rose to 2.20 on Sunday, the highest level since July 2019. A reading above 2.00 indicates miners are selling. The index looks enough to make a local top, CryptoQuant's CEO Ki Young Ju tweeted Sunday. They're selling Bitcoin. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.